again.
Okay, hello and welcome to a, not live, but we're using the term live, but it's like uncut, unadulterated, unedited. basically, we're not going to edit this show, apart from to put the music in.
I'm Sephron, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm Gelada, and this is Life in Hex.
We should, yeah. Oh, we can't edit. No, we can't.
We're not starting again.
Oh, shit. We're not starting again. We've done it wrong
this
already.
Is the, this is the Life in Hex live experience. And so if we make any mistakes, fuck it. And if we add a swear jar, that would be £1.
So we're free to swear?
Yeah, well,
we're rather conserved about swearing. We're not, you know, we don't often swear too much.
Well, we can still be conserved.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Pasta. That's not good enough to say pasta.
Shit.
But yeah, you'll find out exactly how many mistakes we make, which is a lot. I mean, you have the outtakes, which is some mistakes, but then sometimes we'll be like triple that, and then mistakes.
Generally they just get cut.
And normally mistakes aren't funny, so I just cut them completely.
A lot of mistakes we do make are actually not very funny.
Yeah.
It's either we just slip like that.
Exactly.
Just slip up talking, or we'll just go ranting off for about for half an hour, as you do.
As you do, indeed.
And this computer is really warm on my leg.
Yep, it will be warming
it's
up your
nice.
Leg.
It's nice.
Yes, I know.
It's warm, because the door is fucking freezing, because you want it open.
Yeah, that's because it's warm over here. Anyway, we had a couple of emails.
So this is housekeeping, by the way.
This is housekeeping.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of emails, both from the same person. Oh, one thing that we haven't mentioned is that why are we recording live? Why are we recording without editing?
You haven't added that yet.
I know.
God, you're an idiot.
I know. We're recording unedited simply because we've got the LAN on Monday.
The Live in Hex LAN 0x05.
Yep, which means that
When you're listening to this, we're at the LAN.
We're at the LAN. So
drop us a line.
We didn't have enough time. Well, I didn't have enough time to edit because it wouldn't work because I'm busy Saturday, and then Sunday I'll be prepping for the LAN, you know, getting stuff sorted, getting the network sorted.
Which wouldn't give you time to edit.
Exactly. So I'd have no time to edit. We're recording on Thursday, which is like way earlier than we normally
record. We sometimes record on Friday evening.
Yep.
We're recording on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. So it's dead early, because the idea was that I was
going
to edit.
Although it doesn't look like it's dead early.
No, because it's practically
nighttime nearly.
It's practically like storm time.
Ugh.
That would be, now there you go, that's something to go wrong. Lightning strike!
Oh, yeah. We'd have a dead Sephron and a dead Gelada.
Well, I don't know, because there's an earth that runs just down there next to your head. Anyway. we had a couple of emails, both from Garda, the same person.
Garda.
Hey, Garda. Hey, sexy Garda.
It's like Gelada. Garda and Gelada.
And he emailed to say that the IRC segment that we did last episode was really cool.
It was cool, yeah. He liked it. He said he was so impressed, in fact.
He was.
He was so inspired and motivated.
And Microsoft
buzzwords.
Yes.
You remember when we did the buzz thing? Yeah. That was funny. Right. He was so inspired that he actually went out and is going to make his own IRC bot network.
Indeed he is. And that's not for Black Hat script kiddie hacking.
No, it isn't.
But
the problem
was...
is, though,
he has
no computer.
Yes, because apparently there's some evil network admin people at uni who don't let him
who
have
don't
a computer.
Let him have computers or IRC access or anything.
And then the second email that he sent was saying thanks for the shout out,
which he could have just said on the forum.
Yep, but he said it in an email, which was very nice.
Which is nice, because we love emails.
We do.
It's nicer because it feels more personal than on the forum, because everyone
and
else can read that.
The other thing that we haven't mentioned about the live show, because there's yet another thing, is that it's going to be shorter, simply because we don't want to make that many fuck-ups.
No, and you don't want to listen to us too long on an unedited version.
It's really, it's like, you know...
Quality's fine. Quality is going to be normal, but quality of us talking is probably going to be quite shit.
The other bit of housekeeping is that we're at the LAN.
We already said this. I've already had this bit of news.
Did we?
You said we haven't added this, but we're recording early because of the LAN, and we're at the now. And we said you're listening to the LAN right now.
Well, yeah. So
you're just repeating yourself.
Yeah. All right. Good. So you may see us on IRC at stupid times, and we might have a webcam performance.
Ooh.
And a special guest is Tazata, who we've mentioned a couple of times.
Yes, he has been mentioned on the show before.
We've
plugged
him and that sort of thing before. And he's coming. He's coming to the show.
He is.
Not related to the webcam performance.
I was going to make that joke, but I thought, no, I'm 18. That's the point. I'm 18 now.
Oh, yeah. Seth's 18.
I'm 18. I won't make a stupid, immature joke.
But I'm not 18.
You're 17, so you can.
I'm entitled to it. So yeah, so the LAN is cool. You enjoying the LAN?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm loving it. I'm kicking everybody's ass.
Yep. Hey, I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
That's
ooh,
because it has
time paradox.
Yeah. Moving on to life.
The G-Man.
So we have one bit of life, and that's me. And that's, I have a job. And there's a little comment from Mix that I knew he would make in the show notes, which is finally, because he always goes that I should get a job. And it's basically, it's only like a sideline thing because I'm self-employed. And it's a sysadmin.
Yeah, sysadmin.
At a local
you can add that,
school.
You can add that on your signature now.
Yeah. Gelada.
Oh, crap, sysadmin. I was going to say your real name then. Oh, shit. Dog drop. Gelada, sysadmin.
Yes.
For a primary school.
Yes. Well, maybe I won't add that. Yeah.
Now, we, I said earlier, you feel so special. You're sysadmin.
Yeah.
For 6-year-olds.
Yeah, I know. And 11-year-olds.
Ooh, maybe some hot ones.
Yeah.
And it's an edge, we can't cut that.
Oh, what? He doesn't mean that.
Gelada's
the views of
Sifra
are not the views of Gelada.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yes, they not. Okay, moving straight on because you haven't got a life.
No, well, I have, but it's not interesting. Well, okay, life. Turned 18. Yep. Of course I got a life.
Oh, yeah.
You we went 18. Out.
Yeah, we did to Wagamama's and that was awesome.
That was great night out. I turned 18 last week and it was great. Well,
it was.
The actual turning 18 was normal.
Yeah.
It was a normal day.
Yeah.
But we went out on Saturday night.
That was absolutely Uber. I'm going to take my parents there because it was just Uber.
Nice.
I really enjoyed it.
Very nice meal.
It is.
I went yesterday, actually, with two friends from college. So I've been there a few times.
Cool. Yep.
But yeah, it was me.
You're going to get a discount card.
Probably. You can join online on their official Wagamama online fan club, I think.
Awesome.
God knows why you'd want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, emails food.
Yeah.
It's samples sent in your email. Yes.
Tasty.
Tasty. I can feel it on the screen.
Yes.
Oh, that's a bug. It's like an insect.
Oh, I see. Screen's going, no.
What the hell?
No. It's the Linux screensaver. Very
no,
slow.
Come on. Wake up. There we go.
There we go.
It was myself, mm-hmm. obviously, because I'm like, I paid.
Yep.
More than we expected.
Yep.
Gelada, you came.
I did, indeed.
And Mix Wizard came.
And Mix Wizard.
As did Proen.
Yep.
As did Yamara.
Yes. So there were five of us.
Five of us.
I had to count there.
And Yamara was late.
Yes, he was.
He was at Costa Coffee, and he was being a slow-ass bitch, and he was drunk by the end of it.
Yes, he was.
He says he wasn't.
He was.
But he so blatantly was.
Yep.
Because he was going to go and have a piss in a bush.
And he had less than me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you liked that sake, didn't you?
It was nice. But it was just like wine without a taste, which is kind of oxymoron. Anyway, moving on to the gaming section.
Indeed, gaming.
Main gaming is that Battlefield 2142 has been released.
In both the US and the UK. Well,
US was 2 days before us.
3 days. 17th.
Same thing. And it's been released
recording today, so yeah, tomorrow.
But it's been released when you're listening to this show, and it's had a lot of controversy about it.
It has, which leads us very nicely onto our next section,
which is that which is that there is some adware, spyware, call it what you
now,
will.
Now, is this confirmed?
This is confirmed.
Because I've read a few things, but so I'm thinking maybe it's just rumour.
No, it definitely exists.
All
it's
right.
Definitely confirmed because DICE actually responded to it, so it must be true. And it was kind of overhyped, the first bit about it. People were like, oh my god, they're tracking where you're visiting and it's linked to your IP address and to your EA account and to your where you live and blah blah blah. That's not true. It's not that bad. Basically, a company called IGA have been hired to add some adware, because it is essentially adware, in Battlefield 2142.
You put spyware down, but it's not spyware.
Yeah, it's adware, yeah. And it anonymously tracks some of your web history. Now, that's true. That is fact. It anonymously tracks some of your web history. It is not linked to your IP address. It is not linked to any personal data EA have. And it is only stored temporarily on the IGA systems.
Yep.
And it will use this to display targeted ads in Battlefield 2142.
So you're going to be going around in one of those walkers or...
No, I'm
whatever.
Not sure. Is it actually on the maps or is it on that... Do you remember on the demo, when it was changing map, there was that bit advertising the full version of the game?
Oh, yeah.
Is it there?
Or is it both?
Or is it both or what?
In-game would ruin it
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to be seeing an advert for Starbucks when I'm blasting it around in a gunship.
And
if it's that briefing thing, that takes forever.
Yeah. But anyway, That's what's happened. It is true. And what it was is it was like a little... It was interesting because it wasn't part of the EULA. It was as if it was a last minute added thing.
Yeah.
Because it was on a little slip of paper in the box. So there was loads of people going, oh my God, I'm not buying the game. And they probably will anyway because it's a game.
Big game.
And I mean, come on, people. You know, you're exposed to this all the time. You know, anyone who's using IE, your data is being reported to Alexa for them to use in their traffic graphs.
Exactly. Yeah?
I'm wondering if it will work with Firefox, because I'm like, oh, I don't use Firefox. Screw that, you know. There'll be ways of stopping it, I'm sure, that will probably get you arrested by Punkbuster, but
I don't see the point in it, though, because, I mean, big deal.
Yeah.
They can see what I'm going on. You know, wow.
And as someone pointed out, does this make Google spyware?
Yeah, true, because they know everything you'd look for, don't they?
You know, it's exactly the same thing. So,
yeah, so I think people's overhyped.
Get a grip, people. Stop trying to have a dig at DICE just because they make buggy games. You know, have a dig about them about
well,
that.
It's a bug.
Well, no,
PS2
I don't,
wasn't buggy.
No, I don't mean this. I mean buggy, as in like you know how many patches they have to release and stuff because there's so many bugs and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I suppose they do release a lot of patches. For
they
PS2.
Don't release well-written games.
But at least they care enough to write the patches.
Yeah, so that's cool. And I said a little joke at the end. If you only go on porn sites, do you get like huge penises on billboards in 2142 like, on the maps?
Put your balls of Viagra.
Yeah.
And other.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
But a bit icky.
You could shoot them.
But I'm sure the... Shoot the penises. Could be a little mod.
Shoot the penises.
Anyway, so that's...
Only the internet's detergent.
We'll have a review of it, obviously, when we, you know...
Next episode.
When we get it, yep, next episode.
Because we're both getting it tomorrow/Saturday/whenever it comes.
Yep. The next thing you wanted to add, which is about Need for Speed Carbon.
It is. Now, I've already discussed this, not last show, but the show before, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to, this is new, because it's new news. Mm. New news, ooh, yes, obviously. Yes. It's news. It's only been released.
Before.
I know, we have, actually. I just think it's quite interesting, especially if you're a bit of a car fan.
Which, and a bit of a Need for Speed fan.
And it's the fact that they've really got a very long official confirmed list of cars now with some unconfirmed cars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go and check out while I'm talking, if you go and check out Need for Speed Unlimited Wiki, which is at HTTP, yeah, you
blah,
know,
blah, blah.
Unedited, it's obvious.
Yep.
TinyRL.com, I could have said that in the first place. TinyRL.com, SKFYW.
Yep. Sky for win.
Yes.
Kind of.
Sky for win.
If you swap the F.
Yeah, but you don't, because then they'll go to another site.
Yeah. Okay.
They could be selling Viagra penises.
There could be Viagra penises, yeah. Yes.
Viagra shaped penises.
Viagra tablets but shaped in the shape of a erected penis.
Yes, indeed. What about a limp
placebo effect?
What about a limp one?
Oh dude. Not gonna work. Not a very good advertisement for the Viagra. Oh dear.
When you put it in your mouth, you swallow it, it goes erect in your mouth.
Like,
I can't believe you said that.
Moving on. Yeah, so on the wiki...
Where the hell did we get to
that? I don't know. It was BF2. Blame BF2142.
Yeah.
So they've released the information about all the cars.
Yes. Well, it's official release, but I've not seen like an official announcement. I just know that the cars have been confirmed.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to check it out, it's a wiki site, so go and check it out and have a look at it. It's got some really nice cars. I mean, if you want to go and have a look and discuss the cars well on the forum, come on the forum. We've got a section on that.
We have.
And
a couple of sections, I believe.
Yeah, we've got one old section and a newer section. And basically, there's going to be a fuckload of cars.
There are. I noticed it was like a huge list.
It's a long list. There's going to be a lot of cars. And still quite a lot of cars that need to be confirmed.
Yeah.
If they're coming out or not. So, do you have any... I know you're not a big car fan, but you have any cars you're looking forward to driving?
The fast ones.
You want the exotic ones?
Yes.
Any in particular?
I don't know.
What brand? What make?
I don't know.
Well, you must know exotic brands. What about the Aston DB9?
Ooh, that sounds good.
You know what an Aston is?
I know what an Aston is.
Just to make sure. I don't know if it's going to be the DB9 or the DB9 Vantage.
Ooh.
But the Vantage just come out.
Probably not then.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to driving the Mercedes McLaren SLR.
Sweet.
Because that thing is nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drive whatever's cool.
You're probably going to end up driving the tuners, aren't you?
Probably.
Like me.
I don't really care. Like, you know, it's just going to be cool.
What car do you drive in Need for Speed on Ground 2? Do you drive an Impreza?
No. I drive...
you don't drive the Skyline. Yeah, you drive the Skyline, don't you?
No, I don't drive the Skyline. I drive the... this is uncut, so I'm not going to uncut all these errs, so I'm just not going to know. I think it's an RX-8.
Oh, you drive an RX-8 now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's cool.
It's whatever the top rated one is for Underground 2.
Yeah. RX-8 is a sexy car.
Yes. Moving on.
Yes. And also, there's going to be a collector's edition mm-hmm. of the game. Now, I didn't know this until I saw it on Play. Mm-hmm. When I was ordering it, it wasn't there.
Right.
And for some reason, I think I was checking up like details on the game just randomly for the forum, I think. And I searched for Carbon on the PC section. It came with two. It was like, you know, it needs to be Carbon. A collector's edition.
Ooh. And it's not sold out yet. And I'm like, no, it's not. Two
collectors. Oh, I'm crying in the corner. And it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like a big collector's edition like Oblivion was, for example.
Yeah.
Or World of Warcraft collector's edition is going to be.
Oblivion had a collector's edition.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
What was the collector's edition for Oblivion?
You get all the cool stuff with it.
Did I?
No, you didn't.
Ah, is that why I didn't?
Yeah, you didn't get it.
You sure there was a collector's edition for Oblivion? I would have got it if there was.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
You're thinking of Age of Empires 3?
Yeah, it could be possible. Mm. But either way, so it's not like a big one like that.
Mm.
But it's only an extra £3 mm-hmm. or £3 or £4,
which is unusual for a collector.
Which is just tiny amount extra. Mm-hmm. But you get some nice things for it. You get 4 extra cars, one of which is the Bacani Zonda. Mm-hmm. So you want this collector's edition just so you can drive the Zonda.
Yeah,
because it's a rather hench car.
Right,
and it's got It's got an extra disc with like movies and extra music on it and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So like maybe it's got like behind the scenes DVD mm-hmm. stuff or whatever. And I think it's got some other stuff. It's got like new different courses, some extra tracks and everything. So for an extra £3-4,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it.
Right. Okay.
So that's it.
So that's that. I'm just keeping a very close eye on the time because if it's unedited, we can't go over. But we're doing well. It's only 16 minutes.
That's not bad. Music's going to be about 4 minutes.
Yep.
So that's 20. And then
double that is 40.
Okay, it's going to be longer than expected. It's going to be a full show.
Yeah, well, that's fine. We got some music now. This is The Ride Theory with I'm On Board. And you chose this.
I did. It was my first choice.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I was going to set up so that, like, we had the music piping to the mixer so that I could record it with the music at
even
the same time.
Even left, I think. Oh.
Damn screensavers.
Oh. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I was like, power! No! All the lights went off because it felt like, well, there's no lights in here, but like,
so it felt like the lights were going out because the monitors were going off.
But yeah, that's uncut. Damn. yeah, so this is The Ride Theory with I'm On Board. Bit more blues rock.
Very yes, cool. It is.
You said it was like the GTA classic style.
Yeah,
music.
Because if you remember, if anyone remembers, now I'm not talking about GTA 3.
No.
All you noobs out there who only know GTA as GTA 3 and San Andreas and all that, you're retards.
Mm, you are.
You suck. Mm. I'm talking about the original GTA on the PlayStation.
And
the
GTA
top 2. Down one.
Yeah.
GTA 2 I never played.
It's the same thing.
And it was really underrated. Mm. It was set in the future, I believe.
Was it?
Yes. Because you had GTA the original, which was like round Liberty City and all that, Vice City. And then you had GTA London, which was in London, all the London areas, which was very cool. And then GTA 2, which was really, really underrated.
I wouldn't know.
Which is like in the future.
You can download both of them from... Waiting for that door to slam. There we go. From... wherever.
Why did you wait for the door slam? It's unedited anyway.
Yeah, I know. You can download GTA and GTA 2 for the PC for free.
For free?
Yeah. The only problem is that they run in DOS. And the problem with running in DOS is that I got the most hideous error ever and my sound went crazy and my screen practically died.
Oh my God!
And everything went nasty.
So if you've got a spare computer that can run easily in DOS.
Yep.
Then go, yeah, hello.
Hello, three computers down there and that little mini one. Where were
but
we?
But yeah, the music set, it just reminds me of...
Sorry.
Is that your foot? That's all right.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't sure if I was on it with my chair. Mm-hmm. The music does remind me of... Oh my God, it's 6 o'clock. Fuck, I've got an hour before I have to go to work. I'm not going to get any dinner, am I?
Probably. Shit. Go on.
It reminds me of the GTA music in the way it sounds. It's really, really nice. It takes a while to get warmed up. It's like a 30-second intro before anything, you know, the music sound, singing kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good.
Okay.
And I like it.
Go and check out www.therideTheory.com.
It's possibly one of the first music sites we've ever had. We've just had the normal address.
Yep.
It's ever been a MySpace or a...
therythemusic.com.
Yeah, it's just easy. It's just the Ride Theory.
And thanks again to music.podshow.com.
Yes, indeed.
And we've got some anime and some tech afterwards.
We have. So, see you later.
Yes.
Unedited. Live.
Are we still allowed to stop and save?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Okay. Cause
it's unedited. We can't, like, cut a little random bit of the end of the music there. Okay, and welcome back, as
welcome
you guessed
back.
By the fact that we started speaking. Now, you've got your anime section.
Which is rather short, because...
It's two lines.
Well, no, it's three lines.
Is it?
Three lines.
What, you mean the anime header as well? Oh,
yeah.
That counts, does it?
It does.
All right, okay.
No, it's three lines, simply because, A, you haven't put an enter or another paragraph in between the sections, like you've done with everything else.
Mr. Picky.
You're the one who did it for gaming and the tech.
Fine.
So it's four sections.
Well, right.
Thank you.
It was four lines. Two sections. Four lines.
And also, if I'd have done a review, it might have overrun.
Yeah.
Really, really couldn't be bothered to have to try and... what the hell? Cheap. What? Oh, as in, because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I just got that. ow.
That
was the PSU. Is that PSU?
Yeah, but it's... What,
it is.
That down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's PSU.
But if I did a review, I might overrun and...
et cetera, et cetera.
It's just easy to say my reviews for longer shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, with just a bit of news that we found on the internets, because we love the internet.
We do. AnimeNewsNetwork.com.
You're not supposed to tell them we just go there.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's uncut as well. Oh, well.
No, please cut that bit. Just that bit.
No, I'm not cutting anything. This is uncut.
Please.
No. Anyway.
I'll do a doc drop.
No, just read this. Yeah, I can cut doc drops. Oh, just read this out.
All right. First of all, Now, I had not heard of this, and surprisingly, you are the one who said,
I don't know where I heard it from.
But I was gobsmacked when you said it. Apparently, there's an anime called Gaiva. Now, I believe it's popular, according to Gelada. Of course, he could be completely wrong.
I could be totally wrong.
And no one's ever heard of this.
Yeah.
But I haven't, so... But episode one of it will be running on the TV channel in America called Anime Network. Not to be confused with the... You little shit!
Mix Wizard, you know what I just did.
You didn't tell me you had it!
Oh, new smell.
You little
piece... New smell.
I'm going to hit you. Don't... Oh, yes!
Oh, that was hilarious. Mix wanted to actually come round just to see your reaction.
You little shit. Oh.
For those that don't have, like, video audio, I just... I just pulled out my copy of 2142 that arrived in the post this morning.
You're an arsehole. You really
know,
are.
I know. That felt good.
Why are you in my anime section? My section!
That was the point.
What am I going to do if you're texting and pull something out all day?
Oh no.
Oh, BF 2142 jokes.
Anyway, back to the anime section.
I hate you. I'm going to murder you after the show.
Probably.
No, I'm going to murder you during the show. It's unedited. Damn it. So you don't have to worry about you editing the show. I can just release it myself.
So, Gaiva then.
Fuck off.
Oh, that was great. That made the show all worthwhile.
Just piss off.
That took hours of preparation. Literally like 2 minutes putting the thing in there so that you wouldn't...
Right, I'm getting on with the bloody show.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, it's running on a TV channel in America called Anime Network. Not to be confused with the website Anime News Network.
Which is not where we get our music.
Of course not.
No. Music, yes.
But apparently, it's going to be on demand starting October 26th.
Now, what does on demand mean?
Now, I'm guessing if it's popular, they're going to show more. If it's not popular, not going to show more. I'm only guessing, at least. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There wasn't a very big article on it.
So, what's Anime Network?
Anime Network, from what I can guess, is a TV channel in America. I think it was in Texas, but I don't know if it's just a state one or an entire countrywide one.
Texas is pretty big.
Yeah. Bigger than UK, I think.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Embarrassing.
Yes, it's probably bigger than France.
But yeah, it's the TV channel, which is just totally devoted to anime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how cool is that?
It's cool, very cool.
I mean, come on, if you had a channel totally dedicated to anime, you can't tell me you wouldn't watch it. You'd probably watch it from now and again.
Yeah, probably now and then. Maybe you could like get a satellite dish and point it towards the American satellite.
Oh yeah, as you do.
As you do. People do. Have you never seen the pictures of people with like 23 satellites outside their house? Yeah, it's so cool. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that it?
Well, yeah.
All right, Gaiva. So go and like Google Gaiva.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about it. Mm. So yeah, this I'm running on. I'm flying with the seats of my pants here.
Yeah.
And stepping in the dark.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on to the next little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if we mentioned it. I think Pro and May have mentioned it on the show he was on. Episode 14,
Maybe.
Proven's podcast.
How do you know what episode these damn things
now,
are?
Now, Pac-Mac will say this. I have the worst short-term memory.
Yeah,
but my long-term memory is just insanely good. Because I can remember the most insanely small, pathetic details so brilliantly like that.
Like that, yeah.
It was like 23 minutes in, 21 seconds.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, I remember that bit.
I'm just replaying it in my head right now.
Mm, yeah.
Decibel by decibel.
Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Life in It.
I'm Severin.
I'm Gelada. And that's Proven.
Hello!
Oh dear.
Oh, just taking the piss out of Proven then.
Yeah. Sorry, Proven.
It's alright, he doesn't care. He'll just laugh his head off.
He probably will.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we mentioned it, but there's an anime called Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think we might have mentioned it, I'm not sure. But there's going to be a dubbed version of it being released. Mm. I'm not sure if it's out or if it's going to be out. I think it's coming out either very soon or is out.
Right.
Because otherwise, the price has been confirmed.
Right.
Which we'll talk about in just a second.
We will.
So I'm guessing it's either out or very close to being out.
Definitely.
Now, it's going to be a dubbed version, but I've never heard of this house before. This like translation house.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard of anything this show ever. I'm shit this episode. called Odex.
Mm.
Now, I've not heard of them before, as I said, but that could be a good thing because it's not being done by some shitty translation house who does the crappiest dubs in the world.
Right.
So it could be a really good dub.
It could be.
Which could be something to look forward to. I mean, I'm not going to recommend the series because I don't particularly like it. It's a bit gory and gruesome and a bit weird.
Well, it's called Monster, so.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's very much Proen's type of anime, actually. So if you like weird, strange stuff, go and check this out. Cool thing is, though, the best thing about this, I mean, and if you're not sure if you're going to like it or not, it's still worth picking up in DVD form because of how damn cheap it is.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole dot box set, three discs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 70 episodes to it. Well, I think I'm going to have to confirm that.
Mm.
Maybe it's just the first box set.
Yeah, box maybe. Set number one.
But still, come on, three discs. How many discs do you usually get with anime? One.
Yeah.
How many episodes do you get on the disc? Three.
Yeah.
So if they're in three or four, that's 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Which is like, you're saving about a third of the price.
It's very cheap because normally, well, how much is it?
The price is $25.
And that's ludicrously cheap for three discs.
Bloody cheap. That's about 12, 13, 14 pounds.
Yeah. And normally, like, three disc sets are like
25, 30 pounds, yeah, which is like, you know, $50-$60.
And then you go up to like, you can get like six disc sets of entire series of Lost and stuff, and they're like £60.
Exactly.
I actually had a look at how much they were, and I was like, no.
No. I'll stick with my versions.
Yes.
That I legally obtained.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just so cheap.
Mm. Cheap.
Yes, indeed. And it really is, I think it's probably worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And the series is really good, apparently. It's not just a strange series.
Maybe Proen will nab himself a copy and then...
Possibly.
Sort of like,
possibly might get it from... For his birthday.
Ooh.
Our chef told him now.
Oh, well, never mind. He won't remember. Moving on, thank you very much for the anime
section.
That's
all right, no matter how crap it was.
Well, there's a couple of things. Just got last little tech section, and then we'll wrap up with some non-existent plugs and shouts.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Never mind. My first bit of tech, which is very quick, as I said, you know, we're only doing news, we're not doing any reviews or anything, is that Slackware 11 has been released. Now, Slackware's notorious for being, like, decades behind every other Linux distribution, but it also means it's the most stable because it's using like completely bug fixed software.
Mm-hmm.
Very few Linux distributions still run on the 2.4 kernel, and Slackware is one of them. Slackware runs on the 2.4 kernel. It does work with the 2.6 kernel. There's actually a package compiled for it. It's Ooh. On CD disk 2. CD disk, yeah. And it's got, you know, they've updated loads of stuff. It's like the most cutting-edge version of Slackware 11, which is saying quite a lot for Slackware 11, for Slackware. There's a new version of KDE, XFCE, and so on. You know, they've updated X, etc. And usually it's my distro of choice for old servers.
So stuff which you're not going to be using anything graphic, really, and it's just going to be using for something small.
Yeah, because it uses fairly generic libraries, so you can usually compile stuff straight out of the box without getting any extra stuff. It also has a lot of packages available for it. Not using a package manager. It has no package managed software where you can type in like on Fedora Core, you can type in, well, that's not Fedora Core. On Fedora Core, you can type in yum install, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
On Ubuntu, you can type in apt-get install. On Debian, same thing.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. On Slackware, there isn't one of them. There's some extra ones that you can get, like Swaret, Slapt-get, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And all they do is they go to an FTP site with all the packages that you get on the CDs, just download them and run them.
Yeah.
So you can just go and get them yourself. I think they sometimes resolve dependencies. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
The packages aren't really... The package system isn't really that very good. It's TGZ. But if you go to linuxpackages.net, that might be a hyphen in between, there's a ton of packages there, pre-compiled by people, tells you what they support, there's a rating of how good they are.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So very useful for old servers because, you know, it starts off very bare bones. It comes with a lot of versions of stuff. It comes with like Apache 2, which I was impressed at. And then you, if you want, you can go and get packages yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use it as my main server when I had a 133. And I believe I've used it for MixWizard's firewall box.
Slackmix,
that's the one. And it's one of the very few, again, still with a text-based installation. But it, you know, it's not to say it's a modern Linux operating system. You know, it's got full driver support for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, it's running in the old outdated things. It uses init styles, init as in init,
mm-hmm.
as in initialize, style scripts rather than system V.
Yeah.
Which is, init is based on BSD, it's BSD style, which is quite interesting. Very few things still use that, very few things use that. Most things use system 5.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say system V just now?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, System 5. It's
as
Roman,
as in the
it's Roman numeral. And that's it's very cool. I like it. And I've always been a big fan of Slackware Linux. It's just because it's stable. It's so stable.
Can I just make a comment? Mm-hmm. How come we don't fuck up during your section?
What do you mean, fuck up?
Well, my anime section was nothing but us rambling on about crap.
I don't know.
And you just rattled through that piece of news without a single fault.
I don't know.
You're a bitch.
Maybe it's because I edit it, so I know the faults. And so, actually, I didn't make any mistakes. I just sort of corrected them silently. Mm. Anyway, the other thing... Well, there's two more things. One is that... It's there still. One is that I...
Ow!
That's a new screen. Well, new as in, it's not... It's new for me. The other new thing is that Internet Explorer 7 has been released properly now.
Yay, well, let's all celebrate going to the pub.
I mean, I was...
Well,
I was running Internet Explorer Beta 2, and then I was running Release Candidate 1, but somewhere in between, everything went crazy, and I had to reformat AIA, which wasn't good. So straight away after it was released, there was a security vulnerability found that's unpatched.
What
so
a surprise.
Far. It's not very critical, but it's like an information drop type thing. Go and check out some information that on Secunia, and the tiny URL for the direct vulnerability disclosure is tinyurl.com/y5ghyo.
That looks like yogurt.
Yeah, it does kind of. So, I mean, it should be stable now, so if you're reluctant to use Firefox, then get IE7.
Why would you be reluctant to use Firefox?
Well, some people are. It's also obviously more memory managed than Firefox, because Firefox has its RAM.
I don't know, but it's Release Candidate 2 of Firefox.
It's Release Candidate 3 now, just came out yesterday or
cool.
today.
I download that later.
You'll get the update, because that's what Higara was whinging about.
Well, yeah, it's a lot better than it was. Mm. And if it's Release Candidate 3 is even better, probably.
Yeah, they're certainly improving. That's Firefox 2. Release Candidate 3 for anyone who didn't know what we were on about. Mm-hmm. So IE7 is good. I'm not knocking it at all. I don't particularly like it. I would always use Firefox. But, you know, if people really are reluctant to use Firefox...
For some weird reason.
Then IE7 is the way to go. Don't stick with IE6 at all. Also, it means you're going to be used to it for when Vista comes out, because Vista's IE7. The only disadvantage, really, is, if I remember rightly, IE7 in Windows XP... doesn't run in protected mode, because there is no protected mode in XP.
Yeah.
Protected mode basically foolproofs you against like dodgy ActiveX components and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because it runs in like a sandbox on its own. And that's a major advantage for IE7, but in XP you don't get that. So also it looks like
Vista,
but in XP.
Yeah. Vista as usual, all the business.
And
Vista.
On the subject of Vista, AVG Free Edition 7.5. Free.grysoft.com.
Woohoo!
Yep. Free.grysoft.com. Go and check this out.
They own.
They do. AGVG Free Edition 7.5 has been released. We've all been running on 7.1 and now 7.5. The main thing is that it now has full Vista support. Now, I know that it did work on Vista because I run it on Vista.
All right.
But now it has full Vista support, so I assume it probably cooperates with the security center a bit better.
Yeah.
And they are said to have improved performance. Now, to be honest, AVG's performance is pretty onage anyway. The only problem I've ever had with it that's buggy is the email scanner with Outlook, admittedly the Office beta version of Outlook. Slacks, the hedgehog food thing person. Hello.
Oh my god, yeah.
Spike.
It's Spike site.
Sorry, my mum's just going out to feed the hedgehogs.
Oh.
Bless him. Where was I? AVG 7.5, yeah.
Place in mix.
Yeah, I did.
As in Mix Wizard.
Because I was trying to work out what to say.
That same size of a hedgehog, isn't he? Yes, I can be cool to Mix, then you can't do anything about it because you're not going to cut it.
And AVG Free Edition 7.5 has been released. I can't remember where I was.
You've lost your train of thought.
Oh, yeah. The email scanner with Outlook beta kind of screws sometimes. Anyway, but it's a manual update required, we think. As far as I know, I mean, I haven't got given an update. So if you're running 7.1, you need to go on the website.
And go and download it.
Download 7.5, and there's some instructions on there for what to do to update. I think you have to, like, set a certain install thing to say update.
So yeah.
I'm sure it's really simple.
I'm sure it is.
So that wraps up the show. Look at that wonderful timing, 33 minutes.
35 minutes, 4 minutes of music.
It's going to be about 40 minutes, because there's 40 minutes just there.
Yeah, cool.
Plugs and shouts?
Any off the top of my head? Don't think so.
Shouts to everyone who's at the LAN at the moment.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, guys.
That's a good point. Thanks, plugs to you guys. Especially to Zarta, since he's like new to the land scene.
And it's about 40-50 minute drive for him, so it's quite a way to come. And no one was able to give him a lift because we're all transporting gear and stuff. Thank you to whoever Mix got the tables from, because we got those tables.
Yep.
Hello.
I have my mum on the phone. Can you finish the show without me?
I probably can, and I will just like delay some time for a moment with the plugs and shouts.
Okay. Be right back, Life and Hits listeners, because we're not cutting this.
Sephron will be back in a moment. So plugs to everyone at the LAN. That's really awesome, guys. Thanks for coming. Should be a good LAN. So that's plugs to Dazarus, Tazata, Mix Wizard, Pran. Who else have I got some? Random shouts, because I'm filling up time while Seth's talking to his mother. Shouts to the person who gave me the 2 free random computers and 2 monitors. That's awesome. Thank you very much. Shouts to... who shall I shout to? Shouts to someone. Shouts to everyone on IRC, maybe? The forum? They're awesome. And I hope everyone enjoyed my... while he's gone. Enjoyed my little anime thing there. Well, basically, I pre-ordered from Gameplay, which usually give you games a day early before the release date. And Seth ordered from Play.com. I got mine today, this morning. I didn't tell him. And Mix and I concocted this little plan where, during the anime section, I would just get out my copy of Battlefield 2142, open it, and start sniffing the new smell and reading the manual while he's doing the anime section. And it owned. I was dead chuffed with that. So thank you, Mix, for giving me that idea. So plugs to you again. Also plugs to... No, you see, I've just completely ran out of plugs, but he's coming back! Woohoo! Here he comes. The only thing I randomly plugged was the person who gave me the 2 free computers and the monitors, and then I just randomly ranted for a
plugs
while.
Plugs to them.
Plugs to them.
I'm back. Hello.
Hello.
Because obviously they couldn't hear me when I was talking to you without the microphone to my mouth.
Indeed. Have you got any plugs or shouts?
Not really, because I'm sad.
Okay.
There's a fly.
You're going to miss it.
Oh, I missed it again. Hit it, though. It's landed on your little thing. No, little microphone fine. Case.
I don't care.
Oh, is that a screw?
That's a screw.
That's a screw.
it's a reflective.
Yeah, so plugs to...
I've just sat here doing this. I've been going, plugs. People who made that light bulb that isn't on.
Plugs to SpikeSite.
Yep, definitely. SpikeSite.co.uk.
Plugs to George, my sheep.
Yes. Will he be coming to
the next
one? Yes,
he will be coming.
Excellent. I say we wrap up the show.
All right.
This has been Life in Hex, episode 24, uncut. What I think the title of this show is going to be "I Have a Plan," because that was the thing I put on the Life in Hex forum.
Plan.
Because it's uncut, and that was like our little plan.
A cunning plan.
So we hope you enjoyed this, and I've been Jalada.
And I have been Sephron.
Yes.
And on that bombshell, we end.
Well, oh my god, a bombshell! You're Sephron! Jeez. We need Mix to drop the bombshells.
The bombshell. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
The fly is on the monitor.
Yes, it is. That's the dodgy fly.
Kill the fly!
Missed it. Anyway,
missed it? How'd you miss it?
I don't care anyway. This has been Life in Hex episode 24. Ciao.
Living Life in Hex.
Deep spirit. Uncut.